The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, a lot of eyebrows were raised earlier this week when the Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney announced that the office was using the federal RICO law in the case against former President Donald Trump. Joining us right now, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, to explain a little bit more about what RICO law is and how it's being applied here. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Paul.
So what is RICO? This is something that I usually associate with the mob or a drug cartel.
It was originally passed in 1970 for the FBI to go after what you said, mob bosses. And the whole key behind RICO, or racketeering as some people call it, is that it alleges that if you are part of a group, let's just use the mob, you have a mob boss, you have lieutenants, you have a number of people obviously that do illegal things for you, that you all work together to promote whatever criminal activity the organization is, whether it's bootlegging, whatever it might be. And so it also is that you don't have to, let's say you're the mob boss, you don't have to actually participate in every act. You just have to know that it's going to occur and you've sanctioned it. And so that's why RICO is attractive. It's been used in white-collar crime cases. You might remember Michael Milken, the junk bond guy a number of years ago. Yeah. That was a RICO case. The going after the soccer federation, FIFA, that was a RICO case. And it sort of goes on and on. So in 1980, Georgia, along with a number of other states, created state RICO charges. Basically, it's the same sort of mindset, which you have to put together. But the states, Georgia in particular, expanded what crimes would fall under RICO. And obviously, these alleged election charges, voting machine charges, et cetera, tampering with those, fall under Georgia's RICO law.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because the former president has said that he was given bad legal advice, that he truly believed that the election was stolen and he had attorneys telling him things. They're going to have to prove that, and how will they prove, Brad, that he had this sort of mob boss mentality, so to speak?
So if you look at the people charged, including two lawyers, John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani, it looks like to me that it wasn't bad legal advice. It's that they agreed with him and came up with ways to support what he believed as to what occurred. Now, you could say, well, are they going to get up and really say that in a trial? Of course, they've been charged now, so they can't be compelled to testify, obviously against themselves. So we'll see. But you typically, Paul, put these cases together through recorded telephone calls, interviews, CCTV, emails. So in other words, for Jenny Willis to have pulled this case together, they would have literally interviewed hundreds of people. Like I said, may have had recordings between an elected official, let's say in Coffee County, Georgia, where is one place that the voting machine irregularity scheme was launched, as to what was said there. So we'll see. I mean, this is a case clearly that does need to be cameras in the courtroom, in my view.
Yeah, and it looks like it probably will be. It'll be fascinating to watch. We'll be talking frequently between now and the time that it hits trial. Brad, thanks so much for your analysis. Always appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.